Many thanks, Ian. So far, we've had 6 of those marvellous stories, and we wonder if you'd like to hear more of them, or if you've heard enough of them for the time being. Perhaps you might like to let us know by leaving a note on our answer phone or popping a note in the return wallet. Now, in our last set of news items, various new housing issues have cropped up, with new developments planned and developers trying to avoid the obligation to provide low-cost housing. City folk living near a former shoe factory destroyed in a fire fear they will get into parking wars with their new neighbours once the site becomes flats. Those living on Crome Road and Romany Road, where parking is unrestricted, say traffic in the area is already a nightmare, and plans to turn the former Valdahl shoe factory into 48 flats will make it worse. They say, in addition to those living in the area, the unrestricted parking is also used by people who work or spend the day in the city, and those who live on nearby Silver Road, where permits are required. They're concerned that if there's not enough parking once the new development is completed, those living there will park their cars on their roads as well.
A bid to level a derelict school to make way for scores of new homes as part of an assisted living scheme has been given the green light. Plans to demolish the Woodside campus site on Whittard Road in Norwich to create a development of 127 new homes has been approved by City Hall. The scheme will offer 77 one- and two-bed extra care apartments, 12 one-bed supported living apartments, 10 one- and two-bed supported living bungalows, and 28 two-, three- and four-bed general needs affordable housing. In the proposal, it states, "The scheme creates a community asset that has fully accessible accommodation with comprehensive communal facilities for the benefit of all residents and the wider community."
A developer building a new estate in a Norfolk village has applied to drop its commitment to include affordable housing in what is a growing trend across the county. FW Properties, which is behind plans to build 23 homes on the edge of Bracken Ash near Mulbarton, claims that rising costs of construction material means it's no longer able to provide 7 low-cost properties on the site. The company also wants to ditch commitments to provide open spaces and sports facilities. Officials at South Norfolk Council have recommended that councillors approve the change in the plans when they meet next week. However, councillors and campaigners have repeatedly criticised the companies for protecting their profits by backing out of commitments. Last week, Matthew Homes Limited saw its bid to scrap low-cost housing on its estate in Dereham rejected by Breckland councillors, who went against the recommendation of their own officers, who said there was no legal basis for refusal.
Locals in one of Norfolk's fastest-growing towns are resisting plans for more homes, saying they've already had their fair share of new housing. They're trying to halt proposals for 595 properties on Norwich Common, on the northern edge of Wyndham. They say the development would further erode the strategic gap which currently separates the town from nearby Heatherset and lead to urban sprawl across more of the countryside. A gap of around 1 mile currently exists between the two communities, but locals fear they will eventually merge if the plans go ahead. South Norfolk Council is facing a challenge to demonstrate it has enough land for at least 5 years' worth of housing, making it harder for it to reject potential developments. The developer says its proposals will address the pressing need for more housing in the district.
It will be a memorable night of music in a perfect setting when the much-loved Silla's Orchestra celebrates 100 years of making music for Norwich. To celebrate this historic landmark, the full-size 50-piece orchestra will perform a spectacular centenary concert at Norwich Cathedral on Saturday, June the 20th at 7:30 p.m. The orchestra's journey started in 1926 as a small dance band formed by Archie Sillars to raise money for the Church Lads Brigade. It's now marking 100 years of bringing light classical music, show tunes and film scores to the community and giving us so much pleasure. The Sillars Orchestra Centenary Concert takes place at Norwich Cathedral on Saturday, June the 20th at 7:30 p.m. Well, with those items, we've come to the end of part one. So we will hand you over to Lorna and Mike for part two. So it's goodbye from us.
Goodbye.